RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Graham Edgler is a Wellington constitutional law expert, and he's joining us here on RCR to talk about John Minto's controversial hotline and how it sparked heated debate over human rights and hate speech. I'm sure many of you are aware of his meme. And it reads, genocide hotline, Israeli soldiers are holidaying in New Zealand. We need your help to track them down so we can let them know they are not welcome here. And there is a hotline number to call on the meme. People have been making comments. Simon Court of ACT responding to the Palestinian Solidarity Network's hotline for reporting Israeli soldiers holidaying in New Zealand. He says, John Minto and his followers, in their pursuit of Israeli tourists, would create a real-life version of the Hunger Games movies. Their undisguised anti-Semitic behavior is not acceptable in a liberal democracy like New Zealand. Military service is compulsory for Israeli citizens, he points out. And he says this means any Israeli holidaying, visiting family, or doing business in New Zealand could be targeted by John Minto's hateful campaign. This is not normal political activism, Simon Court says. It is intimidation targeted towards Jewish visitors. It mirrors the worst instincts of humanity and should be condemned by parties across Parliament. And Brian Tamaki has come into the debate, and he's saying, if the New Zealand government won't shut down John Minto and his anti-Semitic thugs, my Man Up team will. Graham Edgler, welcome to RCR. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so a lot of people don't like what John Minto has been campaigning against.
I don't like it either.
But that's kind of in free speech terms, if it's not illegal, that's kind of too bad, isn't it?
Yeah, I've looked at it. You know, I don't rule out that someone might do something illegal and I don't know what else they're doing, but the publication of that image, I can't see anything illegal there. We do have some quite narrow hate speech laws in New Zealand. It would not be covered by either of them. It's not intimidation. It's not harassment. You know, the other types of offences that people might think of, it's not incitement. And just, you know, you might, some people might want it to be illegal or might want the police or the Human Rights Commission to have some sort of powers here. They don't under the current laws. And that's mostly what I've been trying to tell people. It's like, if you want the law to deal with something like this, you're going to need a law change.
It would be fair to say, don't you think, common sense to say that if it was Hamas soldiers holidaying in New Zealand, no one would have a problem.
I have no idea whether people would have a problem with that either. But like the law certainly wouldn't, because that doesn't make those distinctions. We have anti-discrimination laws and they apply to people based on nationality and political belief. They apply based on sort of religion and ethnicity and all those sorts of things. And so the law can get involved if people are actually inciting hate in the very narrow way that's currently covered in our law. But, you know, I've looked at that sort of meme image thing and it just doesn't, not under our current law.
The Human Rights Commission is calling for the immediate halt of the local hotline to report Israeli soldiers holidaying here in New Zealand. Well, again, they can say that all they like, can't they?
Yeah, and that's one of the things. You know, and I think it's a good thing for them to say. You know, encouraging people to be respectful of other nationalities and ethnicities and religions is something that they do. They can't enforce it, and it's possibly, I think, good that they can't enforce it in this type of way. But encouraging respectful dialogue is a perfectly proper thing for them to do, and well within their remit. You know, it's one of the things that we have the Human Rights Commission for. And you know, some people might disagree with it, but while we've got it, them sort of encouraging people to be respectful and encouraging people to, you know, recognize difference and accept it. Those are good things, and those are proper things that it's appropriate for them to do, given the law that they deal with. You know, there is a law, the Human Rights Act, which tells them what their responsibilities are. You know, encouraging things like that is well within it. But at present, prosecuting or anything like that isn't. And I think it's good that the Human Rights Commission, you know, the statement I saw from Stephen Rainbow, the new Chief Human Rights Commissioner, acknowledged that the statements, as far as he could see, were lawful. But, you know, lawful things can be bad. Lots of lawful things can be bad. You know, I discourage people from smoking or whatever, you know, but it's lawful and, you know, please don't do it. And, you know, that's just sort of how the system goes.
What's the old saying that free speech really counts when you disagree with it? That's the area that we have to protect because it's easy to agree.
If no one disagrees with you, you don't really need the protections of free speech or free speech guarantees in law. We've got the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act, which guarantees freedom of expression. It's not absolute. There are a bunch of limits, death threats or other threats, and certain types of incitement are illegal. Absolutely. Inciting someone, to bring drugs into the country can count as, conspiracy to commit drug importation. Lots of types of speech are illegal or can be illegal in the right circumstances. If this was slightly different, this advertising sort of meme thing was slightly different, there would be a risk. And lots of things, if someone was to go along and accost, Israeli tourists or people who they think might be Israeli tourists, but they get it wrong. If the all sorts of actions that people could be involved in here, if they do something, if people start assaulting people or whatever, it could be illegal. But it's not illegal because of this sort of advertising from this network. This is something that the law in New Zealand currently doesn't say you can't do, and because there's no law against it, you can do it.
Does it concern you as a lawyer that an issue like this could put pressure on, I don't know, a kind of a hate speech being seen as something that needs to be controlled? And I'm using the term that other people use, and could, depending on where it goes, be a kind of slippery slope towards shutting down other speech on the sort of coattails of an issue like this.
I mean, the arguments to have a slightly different version of the hate speech laws than we currently have, there are arguments for and against it. I tend to worry that, if we were to amend hate speech laws, you run the risk of criminalizing too much and being able to sort of shut down debates where, well, I didn't think that was over the new line that we draw. And so there's very much always a risk with this type of thing that even if you are really careful when amending the law, that you go too far. And so yes, there is the risk of if Parliament or wants to react to this and say something like this should be illegal, I would hope that they would be very careful. I'm not sure that's very likely. And I mean, it looked a little like sort of Simon Court was suggesting that Parliament should do something. I suspect he's just, sort of, people should speak out against it. And I've got nothing wrong with, MPs from across parties speaking out against this sort of thing, and much in the same way that the Chief Human Rights Commissioner has spoken out against it, and much in the same way I and a lot of people on Twitter or X or wherever have said, this isn't something we like. Please don't do it. Don't do it. You're horrible people if you're doing it. All of those things are free speech as well. And people can, one of the benefits of free speech is that if someone is doing the sort of speech you don't like, you get to call them out about it as well as part of an exercise of your free speech. And that's how the system should be.
Interesting in the bit I read from Simon Court, he talked about the Hunger Games and like a Hunger Games type sort of mentality. And I note that initially some of the reporting misquoted the meme. Rather than track them down, it was quoted as hunt them down, which again, kind of going the
Not
other
sure that would
way.
make a difference, to be honest.
No, but hunt sounds stronger than track, doesn't it?
It does. And so, there is a line. We do have hate speech laws in New Zealand, Human Rights Act, we have two, a particularly serious one, a hate speech criminal offence. There is also a hate speech civil thing, which you can't prosecute someone, but someone could sue you in the much the same way that someone could sue you for, say, defamation or breach of privacy. There's a I don't think it's covered by either of them. The more sort of threatening the language, the harsher it is, the greater the risks that you run. I'm not sure that either of these would be unlawful in the way they're written. It doesn't actually encourage people to do anything directly for people involved. It's that call our phone number. Let us know. And like, it doesn't actually say, go out and accost them or whatever. And if you were to do things like that, you'd be running a much, it'd be much more of a risk of police or Human Rights Commission involvement for the hate speech laws or other sorts of incitement laws or disorderly behavior type things, depending on what happened as a result. But I don't know if they've been deliberately careful or just got lucky, but I think it's very clear to me that currently the law allows this, and we and anyone who wants to criticise it can. And Simon Court's one of them, and lots of other people as well.
What do you make of the piece I read from Brian Tamaki? The New Zealand police and government, if they won't shut down John Minto and his anti-Semitic thugs, my man up team will. Now that's threatening, isn't it?
Threatening what?
Well,
I mean,
we know where the man up team comes from. They're mostly
yes.
reformed gang members. They look heavy. They look potentially to some intimidating. And he knows that.
Yeah, and there's risk. Certainly, if something happens as a result of that, people, if people are taking sort of particularly physical actions to try and stop these sorts of things, or if someone was to, hack into the website to try and delete it, or whatever, there are lots of
Maybe
things
that's what he
people could
means.
do here that would be illegal and could get you in trouble. That sort of we'll put a stop to it isn't specific enough under New Zealand law to count as the sort of threat that we do criminalise. And so, if something was to happen as a result of that, that would be evidence of they were doing it deliberately and could get in trouble. But at the moment, he's called on the police or parliament or something to do something. It sounds like Brian Tamaki wants more hate speech laws. I'm a little surprised by that, and maybe if he thinks about it, he might reflect on it that it might be used this way today. But Brian Tamaki and his church are some of those people who might face the prospect of being prosecuted if hate speech laws were amended and broadened in the way that he's suggesting here.
So we've seen really an emotional reaction, and you would think that as the sort of dust clears from that, the people will wake up to the fact that you've just mentioned that this is not illegal under New Zealand law. It doesn't breach the Human Rights Act and doesn't count as incitement and harassment, right?
Correct. Yeah. And it's right that people are criticizing it, and they can have that sort of strong emotional reaction to it. Why not? That type of thing,
Well, we're human,
speech is
right?
supposed to have that effect on people. And if you're not having an emotional effect on people, maybe your speech isn't going to have the effect you hoped for. And all of those things are good, and that's great in a society which welcomes free speech.
Wellington constitutional law expert Graham Edgler, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.